Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
Roswell, 60 years later. Wow. Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and welcome to the UFO Files. And we are at the Civic Center every day between 10 and noon, and we'll be here through Sunday, July 8th. So if you get a chance, come on down to see us. The programs will last on our website forever, so if it's past July 8th when you hear the show, too bad, you missed it. We're having fun, aren't we, Phyllis Galdi?
Hey, I love it. It's great.
This is Phyllis Galdi, and she's publisher of Fate Magazine, and she's a very conservative woman, as you can tell by her hairdo.
Yes, yeah. I am a Norwegian.
And we have an audience here, and we'll be talking to them. If you have any questions, feel free when we give a chance to get out in the studio to ask them. Phyllis, you go to most of these UFO things.
Yes, I try to.
And have you ever found something interesting? I mean, I'm sure you find stories and interesting people just showing up at these conferences. I do.
Every time I come to a conference, I make some wonderful contacts and meet new people. I meet new authors. We also publish UFO-related books. So, yes, every conference, it's just I'm richer because of the friends that I make.
Now, what's the next Fate magazine? You're out now, August issue.
A July issue. We brought the July issue here. And I might mention that there's a free July issue for everyone who comes by our booth. And good. It's got Roswell Revisited on the cover. So it's all kinds of good stories.
Every time I have Phyllis on, I always try to get a little notice about the next month, and she never tells me. I try all kinds of trick questions. You don't really go to press till the last minute, do you?
Pretty much, right. When I get home next week, we will work literally day and night to get the August issue. And it's interesting because the magazine kind of writes itself. I mean, we have article submissions from people all over the world. And then we have a slush pile that we choose from. And it's like whatever we're supposed to be telling people about, it kind of falls into our lap. So the magazine literally creates itself. It's pretty bizarre. You just have to be
How
open.
Long have you had Fate magazine?
I've been working on Fate actually since 1989 off and on till 94, and then I quit, started my own publishing company, and then in 1999 I was involved.
Now, Fate magazine goes back to when? 40s?
1948. So next year will be the 60th anniversary of Fate magazine.
Are you going to have a big deal like this?
Sure.
And we'll
come to Roswell. Yeah. we'll celebrate Fate out here.
You've always been interested in this, and if they find your picture on our website, which we have a gallery of our guests as well, in addition
Scary.
To the shows. You were telling us about you lived in a haunted house in one of those shows up in Minneapolis
right,
or Minnesota,
right.
way
yep.
out in the boonies
yep.
or someplace.
Yes, I grew up in a haunted house. So my first memories of a small child were seeing a ghost in my bedroom standing in the doorway, and I was scared to death. I was just terrified. I would run into my parents' bedroom. They would try to lock me out of their room. You know, it was bad for their married life, I guess. But anyway, then when I was 25, my mother informed me, oh, yeah, your grandfather died in that room. Duh. If they would have told me that, I think I would have been less frightened because I thought the ghost was there to kill me and hurt me. So I was terrified all the time. And then later on that room, we realized it was like a vortex right where that doorway was because other people had experiences there. And we went on to have seances in the old living room right next to it. And I wouldn't say conjured up, but we created a lot of interesting experiences there.
You really feel that ghosts are more or less benign, huh?
Not necessarily, no.
Uh-huh.
I've had attempted...
See, we'll get into my favorite part.
Oh, dear.
The mean ones.
I had attempted possession several times, too.
Oh,
I guess,
really?
Yes. I guess when you get into this paranormal field, you have more things that come around you. Yet they're attracted to you. Who knows how intelligent they are. But anyway, one time in Colville, Utah, I was on my way back from the Bay Area UFO conferences, and I was driving alone. I lost my pillow at one of the motels, which was another sad story. But anyway, I like to stay
you
in
mean
mom and...
literally you died? Or
I forgot it. I forgot my pillow. You uh-huh. know, it's my security blanket, my Linus security blanket. But I like to stay in mom and pop hotels because they're less expensive, and they just have more personality. Well,
you're in the ghost business, and I saw Psycho.
Yeah, well, I did wind up in a psycho motel. In Colville, Utah. That was
Tell me a little bit about that. They didn't have the strange son, did they?
No. Okay. It was a nice, young, good-looking married couple with small children, clean. The office was real clean and nice, so I thought, this is safe. This is a real small town, so I went over to the motel, and it wasn't very fancy, but I grew up on a farm, so I'm used to not fancy. And it was more like hunting lodges or hunting motels for people that did deer hunting up there, I guess. But anyway, it had a separate little bedroom and a little ratty bathroom and a living room with a TV and a couch even there. But anyway, there was wind scratching on the door or on the window in the bedroom, so it took me a while to get to sleep. And I had all the doors locked and feeling comfortable, and woke up all of a sudden. There was a man in my room, and he sat down on the side of the bed, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to be raped. I'm going to be killed. This is it. There's no. How did he get in? I had the door locked. I was so scared. I mean, my heart was beating. I was paralyzed. And then he lay down on the bed, and he put his arms around me and spooned up to me.
You could feel him, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
He was real.
Absolutely.
Was a real man.
I could feel it was a man, yes. And I was just absolutely paralyzed. And then after about 10 minutes, it seemed like forever, the energy on the bed just left up. It just lifted up and it disappeared. I get goosebumps talking about it still. Anyway, it was gone.
Did he whisper sweet nothing?
No.
Nothing.
No, absolutely. The presence, the feeling there. So the next morning when I was getting ready to leave, the wife, the good Mormon wife, was cleaning the motel's room out there. And I got a funny question to ask. Anybody ever, seen any ghosts around here? And she kind of looked, she laughed. She says, yeah, people say it's haunted. You know, there's the hunters, there's like two or three rooms they wouldn't stay in. So it was kind of
was that one of the rooms they put you in?
No, okay, it was a different. Okay. He just came in. But, yeah, the guys wouldn't even stay in several of the rooms.
Wow.
So there must be a resident male ghost there. But, wow. Yeah, I thought I was a goner. I thought I was dead.
Did you ever write that story?
I told a little bit about it, and I see by the papers, and every month I write a little.
Do you do much writing, or you just do the editing?
I used to write, but now I don't have time. I used to teach school. I used to teach junior and senior high school English. I'm still correcting papers, the articles. That's all I have time for.
Okay, we're going to stop for a minute. Jane's going to edit this. Anybody have questions for Phyllis Golding? Anybody? Okay. Hold on a minute until I get over there. Jane, we're going to go over there. Hold on a minute. Anybody have a ghost story?
I do.
Well, Paul, you're going to get on in a minute, so I'll save that for you later. What's your name?
John Galloway.
Okay, we're rolling here. We're in the audience, and we have some questions for Phyllis Galdi. Your name?
Doug Elwell, publisher of Mysterious World.
And are you a competitor of Phyllis?
Or? No, we're more of a travel magazine. They're way better than we are. But the question is, do you think it was a resident spirit, or was it more of a family spirit? You're pretty sure it was resident in the house?
You mean for my house?
The man that grabbed you and loved you.
For example, succubus, incubus kind of situation.
I had one of those experiences too, and I'm not sure I even want to.
I don't want to hear about it. It's very personal, I'm sure, but certain it was a resident spirit.
You mean the ghost in the house where I grew up, or the motel ghost?
The motel.
Oh, yeah. The motel ghost was probably a resident ghost there. Just somebody who died, maybe he lived in the area and just was hanging around.
And your own personal home ghost is the same kind of situation?
No, that was my grandfather. I saw him.
That was family.
That was definitely my grandfather, because in seances we did contact him, and we found out that he was there to protect us. Ah. It was a very benevolent, caring thing, but we didn't know it when I was a small child. I didn't, but many people had experiences seeing him. So.
Very interesting.
It was very interesting.
In your travel, it's a travel magazine?
It's Mysterious Travel. We handle exotic.
Is it a website or what?
It's a website, www.mysteriousworld.com.
And do you put a magazine out too, or just the website?
No, just the website.
And Mysterious Travel, you name places like this hotel she was talking about to go to, or what?
We haven't really done haunted stuff. For example, it's a combination of historical and mysterious. For example, on the way here, I came down Route 66. So we can have a series of articles on Route 66 as well as Roswell. So that's part of the reason I came down here. Did kind of a two-for-one.
Route 66, can you tell me a haunted story real quick?
Oh, dear. I don't know. There's probably...
This goes from Chicago through Oklahoma City to Albuquerque to Amarillo. See, I heard this.
It goes all the way to Los Angeles. Right. And I can't think of a haunted story, but there sure is a heck of a lot of really great hotels which might have some ghosts.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Anybody have a ghost experience they want to talk about? You have a question for Phyllis? Okay, we can take that part out, Jane. We want to know that they're clamoring to be on the air. Hold on a minute. This is a do-it-yourself show. I guess you've noticed that. Okay, we're going to wrap it up for you, Phyllis. Phyllis, what's new with your projects? I know you're publishing some more books.
Yes.
What do you have, about 12 or 14 out right now? Something like that. It looks like a big catalog to me. Is
well,
it
we
six?
Actually, we have about 100 titles.
Okay, I knew it was big.
And most of them are metaphysical paranormal. That's the fun part. We have some normal straight books, history, biography, children's books, but my true love is the paranormal.
Phyllis, we'll be talking to you. Her booth is right next to ours here at the Civic Center in Roswell. And you've been coming to Roswell off and on for a long time.
Yes, I love it out here.
I know you went down to Carlsbad Caverns one time.
Yes, that was a wonderful experience. We went up to Lincoln, Billy the Kid, and over the Lincoln County Wars. And it was north of here where supposedly Billy the Kid was shot.
And, you know, each time we talk to you, we find out you're interested in a different subject. Let's give Phyllis DeGaulle a big hand. Thanks a lot. This is Jerry Pippin, and we'll be right back. This is the UFO Files from Roswell.
Tales of the Strange and the Unknown. Every month in Fate Magazine. Fate Magazine has actually been published continuously since 1948. That makes it the longest-running publication of its kind. From psychics and spiritualists, archaeological hotspots and fringe science, to authoritative UFO and paranormal investigations, Fate articles are factual, informative, and entertaining. Subscribe to Fate Magazine today. Simply go to FateMag.com, FateMag.com, or check it out at your local newsstand. Fate Magazine is a favorite for people looking for answers and for people looking for entertainment.
Fate.
Tales of the Strange and the Unknown.